There are two items our caller wants to know in this show segment, and both are common things on a lot of guys' minds. First, he wants to know how he can avoid unstable women because he believes his ex was like that and doesn't want to get into that situation again. Second, he wants to know what he should do if he runs into his ex. What is the proper way to handle it? Check out both scenarios now.
Yeah, the reason I'm calling, I just discovered your whole system and everything, and I'm learning the processes. I just got your book like Monday, and I'm going through it. I have a question. I just came out of a relationship, and the girl I think was just more, I guess my issue was I should have been able to spot a crazy girl. What are the things you should be looking for? Because she was pretty as hell, but
you can't tell a book by its cover, right?
Yeah.
What happens is as you read that book once a week for 15 weeks, you're going to learn how to handle yourself better. Ideas are going to be in between your ears. They're going to protect you when you have a conversation with this girl. And after three or four dates, when she starts giving you these little red flags, you say, this girl's a cuckoo, even though she's beautiful. And you don't call her up, and you don't ask her out again. And you don't become her boyfriend. You get out soon. Not like a lot of guys. They spend 6-7 months, and they say, well, I kind of, she exaggerates a little bit. She's a liar. Come on, she doesn't exaggerate. She's a liar. Why are you rationalizing? Well, sometimes she's a little up, a little down. She's moody. She's out. Goodbye. I don't want you with a moody woman. You want to walk across a minefield? Try it. Then get a moody woman. But you'll be able to recognize this sooner. So rather than spend 3 or 4 months with a girl, you'll be getting rid of her after 4 or 5 dates because you'll be able to listen to her and know this girl hasn't got it together. She's not good enough for the long haul, and she's not good enough for you.
Okay. So here's a question I want to ask, and I'll get off the line. If I ever, what happened was, it was a friend of mine. She lives in Indianapolis, and so I might be going back down there. If I ever come across her again, how should I treat her?
No, just like she's a friend, and you just be cordial, but don't spend. Did you date her?
Yeah.
Well, then why are you buddies with her?
I'm not. I'm just saying, if you bump into her, because she actually goes to a church.
You're walking down the street, say, hi, Carol, how you doing? She's fine. You just keep walking.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to be a friend. You're going to be friendly. You're going to be cordial. But you're not going to call her. Like women say, we'll always be friends. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk 2 or 3 times a week and still go out as friends after you broke my heart? Oh, sure.
Did you like that? Get way more, like over 150 hours of audio just like that at the Doc Love Club. And we have a free trial with no credit card needed. Check it out now, DocLoveClub.com.